appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. So here we are, the beginning of the year, and the lectionary takes us to an interesting place. A place that I think is a very appropriate in how we're. So if you notice, Kay read today from Genesis 1, we started right at the very beginning. In the beginning, God did what? He created. He created. So here we are at the beginning of the year, and we want to start in the beginning. We want to start over. We want to start refreshed. We want to start new, because heaven forbid, I don't think very few of us would go back to 2020. We start new here in 2021. So what better place to start than with baptism? To start with the baptism of Christ and focus on not just that baptism, but the baptism that we have experienced, our baptism as well, and why that is so significant, and why, regardless of what happens around us, we always will have our baptism to hang on to. We'll always have the promise that God gave us in that baptism to hang on to. No one can take that away. And every time we think of it, we will think of the words that God said to his son himself. He said, "You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased." The same words apply to us. When God looked at us on our baptism, he said, "You are my beloved son, daughter. With you I am well pleased." God defined us right there in that statement. No one can take that away from you. No one. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter how anybody tries to define you. This is the way God sees you. You, with you, I am well pleased. So we look at it, we say, okay, where else did God speak? Well, at the end of Epiphany, you come to the Transfiguration. And in that point, God says the same thing. "This is my son, my beloved son. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." So that's Jesus' continuance of his ministry at that point. But today we want to focus on the beginning of his ministry. If we talked about in the past, the other three gospels start at very different places. If you go to Matthew and Luke, they start with Christmas story, the Advent part, the preparation for Christmas and the birth of Christ. And then John takes it way back further to Genesis 1, where we were today, and said, "In the beginning was the Word." So he goes way back to the beginning. And then you have Mark. Well, Mark skips all that, and he goes right to his ministry. So today we see where his ministry truly begins. And we also see a word, we're introduced to a word that appears in Mark 41 times, and in all the other Gospels combined, a total of 6 times. So in Mark, this word is significant. You've heard me talk about it before. It's a gospel of urgency. And the word I'm talking about is, so when Jesus was baptized and he came up out of the water, he immediately, immediately is the word, he immediately saw the heavens being torn open. This wasn't something that took time. This happened immediately. And you'll get that tune as you read through Mark. The things that God wants that happen immediately, because there is a sense of urgency. Something with which in our lives we need to have a little bit more of when it comes to spreading the gospel. There is an urgency that people hear the gospel. Does that make sense? Are we good at it?
No.
Not always. Me included. Another thing I want to focus on is, why in the world would the person without sin have to be baptized? Have you ever thought of that one? Have you ever thought, what in the world? So it talks about here, just before Jesus was baptized, who was baptizing? The guy we call the baptizer, John the Baptist, right? He was baptizing, but he was baptizing for, it says, I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And John was baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. Now, in Christian baptism, which is what we practice from Jesus, there's something that was added to it. And John says right here, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present when we are baptized, right? So at that point, Jesus came to begin to fulfill what God sent him there on earth for. And what was that? Do we remember? Why did he come? Why did we need him? Just to hang out with? Huh?
Forgiveness of sin.
To assume our sin, to free us from our sins, right? And it starts that process from his baptism, and where does it ultimately lead?
To the cross.
So it is in this moment where Jesus begins to take on our sins. This is where it starts. The will of his Father. Pretty amazing, right? He without sin became sin. Luther calls it the greatest sinner of all sinners is what he takes on the world's sin when he goes to the cross. Pretty amazing, isn't it? That's where we're headed. We're headed to the cross. But here we are at the beginning of the year, and we start with baptism. And the significance of baptism is there's nothing that we can do, nothing that we can do to damage our baptism. Nothing. You may think that you no longer are worthy of your baptism. You may think that you have failed in every single possible way that God can no way say the words that I said earlier with you, I am pleased. You can think that you have failed miserably, but I'm here to tell you, when God looks at you, he will say, Gloria, with you, I am well pleased. Because God never goes back on his word. It's that promise that's given to that baby. When that baby is baptized in the waters of the baptismal font, it is she or he receives that promise from God. That will never be taken away. So what do we do with all this? We look around us at the world and we see people acting irrationally. We see people acting scared. We see people acting out of fear. We see people so terrified of something they can't see. The virus. We see people acting irresponsibly. Maybe we look at ourselves and see a little bit of all of that. But here we are today, commemorating and remembering the Lord's baptism, as we will look to reaffirm our baptism here in a few moments by saying the words that we say during the baptism. It's a reminder of why, we are children of God. So the question becomes, moving forward, what do you do with that? What do you do with it? That's your question. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Our service will continue. Okay. On page 199, beginning with step 11. That you have returned to the household of God to claim again the eternal inheritance, which is your birthright in holy baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You have been nourished at his holy table and called to be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for those who are affirming their baptism and for all the baptized everywhere, that they may be redeemed from all evil and rescued from the way of sin and death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit may open their hearts to your grace and truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That they may be kept in the faith and communion of your holy church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That they may be sent into the world in witness to your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That they may be brought to the fullness of your peace and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Now into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these men and women your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding
the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. He was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He took the bread, he broke it, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to his disciples to drink. He said, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to his disciples to drink. He said, take and drink, this is my blood, the blood of a new covenant shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. As we boldly pray the words that he taught us, our Father,
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The table of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Now go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.